The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. On that day, Jesus went out of the house and sat down by the sea. Such large crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood along the shore. And he spoke to them at length in parables, saying, A sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seed fell on the path, and birds came and ate it up. Some fell on rocky ground, where it had little soil. It sprang up at once because the soil was not deep. And when the sun rose, it was scorched, and it withered for lack of roots. Some seed fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it. But some seed fell on rich soil and produced fruit, 100 or 60 or 30-fold. Whoever has ears ought to hear the gospel of the Lord. Well, a minister walking down a country lane saw a young farmer struggling to load hay back onto a cart after it had fallen off. The minister said, You look very hot, my son. Why don't you rest a moment and I'll give you a hand? No thanks, said the young man. My father wouldn't like it. Don't be silly, the minister said. Everyone is entitled to a break. Come, have a drink of water, rest a little bit. Again, the young man protested that his father would be upset. Losing his patience, the minister said, Your father must be a real slave driver. Tell me where I can find him and I'll give him a piece of my mind. Well, replied the young farmer, he's under the load of hay. Today we have the gospel about the farmer going out to sow in his field. And the Lord gives us this parable about the farmer being God, the seed being the word of God or his grace, and the soil being us, being our hearts. Now this is called a parable. A parable means an earthly image that teaches us a heavenly truth. So the Lord, by using these earthly images of a farmer sowing seed in a field, the Lord wants us to apply that to our life and to meditate and to ask ourselves the question, really, what kind of heart do we have for the Lord? Do we have a very hardened heart? Do we have, let's say, not much depth to our faith? Have we allowed our spiritual life to be choked off by the cares of this world? Or are we that good, rich soil that can produce fruit for the Lord? We see that the Lord gave this parable at the Sea of Galilee. And there were so many people on the lake shore that the Lord couldn't even stand on the shore anymore. He had to actually step into a boat. And there were just thousands of people on the shore. And all around were farmland, still used today. Beautiful areas of being able to plant and harvest food along the Sea of Galilee. And it says that the Lord got into a boat. Now, the other gospel tells us that it was St. Peter's boat. And the fathers of the church have always seen great significance in that. That the voice of Christ comes to us through Peter's boat, which has always been a symbol of the Catholic Church. That it was through the bark of Peter, the boat of Peter, that the voice of Christ was preached for the first time. And now, if you want to hear the voice of Christ today, we listen to it through the church, the boat of St. Peter. So the Lord describes this scene of a sower scattering seeds. And he then describes the way in which the seed either is picked off by the devil or grows or is choked off. These four different types of soils represent the four attitudes or the receptivity of heart of four different kinds of people that we have in the world. So the Word of God is God's grace, which is given freely, but we have free will. We can accept the grace of God or we can resist the grace of God. So these four different kinds of souls show the different ways in which we respond to the Lord's grace in our life, our attitude of mind and heart. First, we have the seed that falls along the path. The path that's trodden down is so hard that nothing can penetrate into the soil, and immediately the birds come and snatch it up. Jesus says the birds represent the devil that tries to steal away our faith. And we know that some people are very hard of heart. We've met people. We've met atheists. We've met agnostics. They've hardened their heart against God. God wants to give them grace. And maybe you try to talk to them and give them some love and understanding. But unfortunately, they've hardened their heart so much that it cannot sink in. And so the devil comes right away and steals this opportunity. Then we have the kind of a person where the seed falls into the soil, but it's very shallow soil, and underneath is a layer of rock. And immediately, though, they do accept the gospel message. They accept the good news of Jesus Christ in their life. They're all excited for a while, but then they don't have any roots, and their faith is not deep enough. They don't understand their faith well enough. And when difficulties come, the Lord says, trials, tribulations, or persecutions, or hardship, because they have no depth, they fall away from their faith. This has happened in many countries of the world where Catholics maybe were just baptized but never educated in their faith. Baptized but uncatechized. And so they have the faith and they receive it with joy, but their faith has no depth. They don't understand their faith. Maybe they've never understood the Bible. Maybe they're not reading the Bible. Maybe they're not understanding their faith well enough so that when difficulties come or some other denomination comes along, they leave the faith. That's because their faith was never deep enough. It was too shallow. The third kind of soil is soil that has thorns in it. I think this represents really the Catholic Church in America, where the seed is growing, but oftentimes it gets choked off by materialism or, as Jesus says, worldly anxiety or the lure of riches, and that chokes off our spiritual life. And this is what happens when people get too busy for God. They don't pray. Prayer goes to the back burner. Their spiritual life goes to the back burner. They get caught up in the fast-paced society in which we live. And because of that, their spiritual life gets choked off. And the saint that God wanted them to be, that begins to get choked off by the cares of the world. And then lastly, there is the good soil. The good soil is what we pray that all of us will be. That's why we're at Mass. That's why we read the Bible and we pray and we go to church faithfully, because we want to be that good soil. We want to be open. We don't want to be hard-hearted towards God. We want to have an open mind and an open heart. They say the mind and heart is like a parachute. It works best when it's open. If you open your heart to God, you can receive the grace of God. And then we hope that we'll be this good soil, that we will learn and study our faith and understand our faith, understand the scripture to have some depth to our Catholic faith, and not allow others or difficulties or tragedies to turn us away from God or our faith. And nor do we want to be too worried about, Jesus says, the lure of riches or worldly anxiety. We don't want our faith to get choked off by the hedonism, the secularism, the materialism of our modern society. If we can eliminate those things, to open our hearts, to learn and study our faith so we have some depth to it, and then to not allow the cares of the world to choke off our spiritual life, we will be that good soil, that good, rich soil that will produce 30, 60, or 100-fold. That's what we want to do for the Lord. The fruit that the Lord wants us to produce is virtue, it's holiness. And God wants every one of us to become holy, to become a saint, to get to heaven to come close to God. So ask yourself, what kind of soil are you right now? What kind of soul, what kind of receptivity, what kind of attitude of mind and heart do you have at this time? Ask the Lord and the Blessed Mother to make sure that you are that good soil that can produce fruit of holiness and virtue in your life. God bless you.